Well, hello. I am Ruth from Mouthing Off Presentation Upskilling or Academy of Communication and Kickassery, whichever you prefer.
Oh, sorry to interrupt. I am Vanessa Stupples from DigiTeach.
And Tonya Krebs, buyer's agent. And today missing is Shelley Bean, the mindful misfit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Together, the four of us are the
Startup Sisters.
Before we start, can I just say, you know, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy V-Day.
I don't know how many people celebrate it, like, but
well, we're all sitting here instead of out for dinner, aren't we?
My husband's away working.
So is mine.
But just before we started, my husband came in and he handed me a cherry ripe. And he's like, oh, it's Valentine's. And I said, oh, no, not now. And he said, it's Valentine's. And I said, no, I need it really, really cold. And he said, well, put it close to your heart.
That is the Valentine's wish that you hope for.
Happy Valentine's Day to me.
Oh gosh, I've got a funny story that's not cold and heartless at all. One of the girls that I work with in the agency, she is like super hot and beautiful, and she lives with a bunch of girlfriends. I don't know how many, but let's say three or four of them. So they're probably all about the same age and probably all super hot. They're all single. So today she says, we're in a meeting, and she said, I'm the only one home and I feel like I'm the doorman. She said, I go and answer the door so many times because we've got so many deliveries for Valentine's Day. Aww. And she said, it doesn't say who it's to, it's just to our address, and it doesn't say who it's from. So we don't know who's sending what to who. We've got no idea.
Oh
my God.
Yeah. Imagine.
Claim them all.
I said, need to do is like stand in front of all of the gifts that you got collectively and take a photo and just say thanks.
Yes. And put it on social media, or on social media just have one person stand all in front of them and say thanks, and then each of them post it on social media.
All of them.
Yeah. So each of the person goes, oh my, yeah, whoever sent them goes, oh my God, she got more than that.
Yes. I actually read today that you should send your wife flowers at work and not put your name on it. And then if she doesn't bring them home, you know that she's getting a bit on the side.
Ooh.
So that is sneaky. Sneaky, sneaky.
Michael and I, we don't buy each other anything. And years ago even I said, you know, when it was young love, like, don't waste money on roses. You know, if you have to buy flowers, just buy something. Then I moved from, you know, any kind of flowers to a plant, and then don't buy me anything. So,
We do a block of chocolate.
See, I'm on a fitness. Well, I mean, I'd eat the chocolate if it was there, but I wouldn't go asking for it. So,
No, well, I have a cherry ripe waiting for me. So,
nice. Yeah. Nice. Next to your cold,
well, I hope
cold
you put
heart.
It in the fridge.
Yeah.
It's next to my cold, cold heart.
Actually, don't believe that for a second.
When we were first married, we were driving somewhere. I said, oh, I had a dream last night. And he went, what are you talking about? Like, what are you dreaming for? He said, like, we're married now. Your hopes and dreams are gone.
I'm presuming he has a great sense of humour and is not just an absolute dork. Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
He's a funny bunny.
All right. Wow. We've done the Valentine's
Day. Can I tell you?
Yes.
I want to tell you all. Oh, I was going to say it's nothing to do with Valentine's Day, but it actually is a little bit. Because I always share with you my audiobooks that I'm listening to. Mm-hmm. And so my current one is called Love Money, Money Loves You.
Ooh.
So that's love, Valentine's Day. See how I did that?
Oh,
I like
and
what you did
it
there.
By Sarah McCrum. And it's like money is writing you a letter. And it's really my boss put me onto it, or she spoke about it in a podcast, so I went and found out what it was. And And it's really cool because, yeah, money is talking to you as if it's writing you a like a love letter or an instruction manual. Mm-hmm. And Vanessa, you'll relate to this. Being in Denise's Money Bootcamp, there's so many times where I'm like, nah, I do that already. I get that already. I know what she's going to say. Oh, yep, no, I'm cool with that. Like you see the progression of how far you've come.
Yep.
And you realize that there are so many other people stuck back there. It's mm-hmm. so cool. And money tells you that there is just always a flow and that you're not meant to, you know, shove me away in the corner. And when you're having more fun, you're going to make more money. And I don't want you to be serious. And money, you know, you can ask for money in lots of ways, but it says, and I won't get the wording right, but for example, it says, don't say I need more money, because then what money or the universe or whatever, you know, you want to believe in or focus on, then money gives you more need for money.
Yeah. Yeah.
So instead you say, you know, I'm ready to receive X amount of money for X, you know, like, and you don't worry about the how, you just put it out there. And it's the same sort of stuff we've all talked about before, but it's really nice the way that it says it's money talking to you.
Yeah, that is good. That would be good as an audio book then.
Was it Susan McCrum? No.
Sarah.
What was her first name?
Sarah. Yeah. And at the beginning she says, I don't know if she's a like what she does before she wrote this book, but at the beginning she says it just sort of came to her. And once she started writing, she realized it wasn't really her writing style. So she said, that's when I felt must be a really important message. So she kept going with it.
That's pretty cool.
It's really easy to listen to, and it doesn't, like, I think it's like 7 hours or something. So I'm actually nearly finished it. But yeah, it motivates me to be active, because I listen to my audiobooks while I'm out walking with my headphones on. And you know how I like to achieve multiple things at once. I'm learning, I'm feeling good because I like the content in the book. I'm getting the fresh air in my lungs, and I'm getting some exercise because I sit at the desk so much. So it motivates me when I have a good book to go for another walk just so I can listen to the book.
Yeah.
So
cool. Yeah.
That's cool.
And I got a stand up desk. Did I tell you about that?
No.
So I actually manifested it for free. Of course.
Yeah, baby.
Because when I moved my office from the old part of the house to the new part of the house, which is still not my office because that's going to be in the middle part of the house, I have like a trestle table because one of our businesses was a trestle table business. I just have to plug you in. And it's much nicer, and I feel, you know, very abundant sitting there. But I thought, I shouldn't be sitting all day. So Aldi were having a sale on stand-up, like desks, the adjustable ones.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kept the catalogue on my bench, and it wasn't coming on sale until whatever day. And then in the meantime, I went to visit my friend, and she said, you don't know anyone who could use this, do you? And it's like way fancier than the Aldi version. Like Aldi was $150. This is like $400 at Officeworks. I said, yes, actually, thank you very much. I'll take that. So cool. Now I go up and down and
nice.
Cool. Yeah.
That's very cool. Good manifesting. It didn't even take you that long.
No.
You're getting good at it.
Well, I'm feeling in the flow, see? So I'm trying not to let shit worry me and just get on with it. Like I had a $3,000 tile budget for my new house, and I spent $7,000. And they won't actually be here by the time the tiler starts. But I just, you know, I wrote to the builder and said, it would probably be good if we could push him back a couple of days because I'm just a bit worried. But I'm not sitting here worrying about it. I'm like, whatever will be, you know. I've done all I can do. They're on back order. It's not my fault.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. Anyway, someone else has to tell us some stories.
Every day you walk on those tiles, you will think, I'm so glad I chose these ones. I'm so glad every day when you do something. Like when I bought a really expensive bed quite a while ago, I was like, you know what? We couldn't really afford it. And it was like at the time, it's like 15 years ago, whatever, at the time, it was like $3,500. And we're just like, oh, we can't afford this. And we did it anyway. Every night I got into that bed, I was like, thank you, Vanessa, for buying this bed. Yeah. It is the best bed ever. Every single night when I got in, and I thought, worth
perfect.
It.
Perfect.
Totally worth it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I had to change one lot of tiles because they weren't going to be in for like more weeks. But I changed it to one that I'd, that was a bird, not me. I changed it to a tile that I'd originally chosen anyway. So I kind of went, am I going to get cranky that this other one's out of stock? No, because I liked that one just as much and it's one third of the price. So thank you very much.
Nice. Very perfect. Good.
Yeah.
Perfect. So have we done anything towards our 1 month goal this week?
Yes. Yes. So my 1 month goal, as a reminder, was I want to have my April face-to-face workshop sold by March the 7th. So I'd started my advertising, although I don't know how it's going because I listened to the podcast that Tonya gave me that was one of the ones from Salome, which said, do not look at your advertising for at least 5 days. Like, just set it, walk away. Don't look at it for 5 days. And I'm like, okay, well, fine, that's what I'm doing. So I've walked away from that. But this afternoon what I've been doing is actually going through getting a more of a local database put together, which, Jesus, I don't know why I don't have it already, but anyway. Yeah, so I can sort of just, I realize it's like, how have I not sent this out to like loads and loads of people before? Like, I've really just done the advertising. I haven't really done too much directly. But anyway, so yeah, I'm just going through and I'm like, right, I'm going to find all the councils. I'm going to find all the chambers of commerce. I'm going to find all, and just send it out.
Yeah, good.
And going from, remember, sorry, where's my little book? Where's my notes? What Denise says as I send them out, so I'm just looking at my little note because I wrote it at the top, which said, if anyone would be blessed by this work, please send them my way. So as I send each of them out, whether they be email, some of them I'm actually going to snail mail, just so they have a physical piece of something. But yeah, so that's what I'm going to send out. So.
Very good.
Nice.
Yeah. This shit's going to happen, man.
Yes, it is. Yes.
But my monthly goal, which is not in front of me because I was actually going to put it up and frame it or do whatever I was going to do. Oh, yes, the Startup Sisters inaugural. Oh, no, that's 1 year. Sorry.
Yeah.
No, I've got a bit of time on that. That's fine.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm on the 1 month. Yep. All good.
Just do the one. Just worry about the 1 month. The 1 month.
Yeah. One at a time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's me, really. That's kind of everything.
That's good.
Although maybe someone needs to hear this, I don't know, but my website has been taking people to weird places for a couple of months now, and I couldn't work it out, and because then I would try and test it and it would go to the website and stuff like that, and I think we've worked it out now. It's called a redirect hack. Mm-hmm. So because I had a workshop on Thursday and I walked into business and they went, oh, do you know what your website's doing? I'm like, oh, no, man.
So how did you fix it?
Well, I got onto the host who's like, yeah, that's not our bag, but go on to Fiverr and there's thousands of people who
They're probably the ones that hack it in the first place, so you'll spend money
they go and unhack it. So I believe now that it's clear.
Good.
Just a massive relief, because
you don't want to be spending money sending ads to a link that's broken.
Just that it's going to some scammy place, like if I touch anything and it goes somewhere scammy, I'm done. Yeah. I don't then follow it up and go, oh, you took me somewhere scammy, or like your website took me somewhere scammy, I'm not going to check it up. I'm done.
It's an instant turn off. I'm just not going there. Yep.
Yeah. So it was a bit terrifying, to be honest. But anyway, I was so relieved when like the host came back to me pretty quickly, and they said, look, you know, it does happen, and just how you can fix it, it can happen really, you know, you can get it fixed really fast. And this dude I got was from America, and he was really good.
So. Good. Now go in and change all your passwords. So
that's done. Yeah.
Good.
That's done. And he reminded me, he said, now, you know, once you've had a guest, you need to change all the locks. So
Yeah.
So I did that. But yeah, so I was so relieved. God, it's such a massive relief. Anyway, that's also scary at the thought that shit can happen, man.
Mm.
Like, and you might know about it.
And you don't realize. Because you're not looking at your published website all the time. You're not going on every day.
Well, even when Ruth was
checking your links,
it wasn't popping up for her. Like I told her last week that I got it, but I got it when I clicked on a link, but not when I typed it in there. So that obviously hacked the link.
Yeah. So it was like if you Google searched it and to touch the link, then you would go somewhere else. Or if you're on my Facebook page and you touch the website on my Facebook page, that would go somewhere weird as well. So they call it a redirect hack. So it's just redirecting it
Somewhere else. Do you know about using Incognito to check your websites and things? You go into Incognito because none of your stuff is saved there. Like at the moment, if I go onto my own website, it doesn't give me the authentic what a normal person would see, because it's so used to me going in from my browser. But if you go through,
so it gives you sort of the dashboard and stuff.
It just works differently. I don't know why, but go into Incognito.
It remembers cookies and stuff like that.
Yeah. And go through that way. And that will give you an authentic someone's typed in my website experience. Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
Oh, it's good you got it fixed.
So I think maybe, and you know what, maybe I need to do that like once a week or something, because I've just been lucky that, you know, I've had people around me who are actually going to my website, and it was so nice of that client to go, oh, Ruth, do you know what's happening to your website?
Do you know what? Maybe that's my problem. Oh, my God. I have not had inquiry off my website for I cannot tell you how long. What if... when I look at it, it looks normal. When my web guy looks at it, it looks normal. But when other people look at it, it doesn't. So therefore, like I used to have inquiry off my website all the time. I mean, now I've still got, you know, I'm doing repeat clients and referrals and stuff, but I'm not getting inquiry off my website and nobody can figure it out. Like the same as when people leave me a Google review, it doesn't show up. Like it's so weird, but maybe that's a problem. I should check that out.
Maybe we should
actually
check
it. Since
post your website so we can check.
Since I put a redirect on so I had buyersagent.boutique because that back then that was the only way I could get buyer's agent in my heading, and then I registered, because I'm stupid and I didn't think of it before, Tonya Krebs buyer's agent and buyer's agent Southern Highlands, and I just pointed them both to the existing buyer's agent.boutique. But it's actually since then that my inquiry has dropped off. So,
okay. So if you put in our message group, those three web addresses, we will go in and check to see if they end up in the right place.
Okay, I'll do it later so you don't have to hear typing and copying.
Yeah.
You check them.
But yeah, the whole tech side of things is just massively scary. And he was so nice when he came back. But then, and I know he thinks he was speaking English, like in what he was saying. I mean, English is his first language. And he thinks he was talking to me in a way I could understand, but he was like, oh, you know, you really should go to a single something hosting environment. I'm like,
We call that geek speak. I have a meeting on Mondays and Fridays, geeks meeting, and I'm so not a geek.
But I need, you know, I kind of look at it and go, okay, well, this is where I need to, well, there are plenty of areas where I need to, you know, get my shit together, or just make sure I'm earning enough money to pay someone I trust to handle that shit.
Outsource it.
That's a goal. Yes.
Yeah, yes. Definitely. And the tech stuff's, and like that reminded me, I got, because I'm getting a lot of phone calls from senior citizens about my classes, which is great. And one of them said, I tried to leave you a message, but it just cut out straight away before I was able to. And I remember someone had said that months ago, and I thought, oh no, I hadn't, like, if someone rings me, I always ring them back. If I'm busy, I've got their number on my phone, I'll always ring them back anyway. But I thought, that's not a good look. But then it's one of those things you just go, I'm just going to put my head in the sand right now. And it's just going to, it's just like one of those blocks.
And then you forget.
Yeah. So, I've got to fix that too.
So write it down and fix it.
I am. Yeah. Writing now.
Honestly, it just feels like a huge.
It'll be a relief.
Just a huge weight. Just huge weight. It's almost like decluttering. It's like when you've decluttered something.
It is.
Well, you've decluttered the block. You've decluttered the block.
Because it's a barrier. How can you sell to people if they can't even see your website?
So that took up, I don't know if it took up a lot of time. It took up a lot of emotion.
A lot of mental headspace.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good that kicked off then. Well done, Ruth. I'm not as motivated. I don't know if it's, I think it's just the honeymoon period has worn off with the new business thing. And I'm, you know, it's just like I've been doing it a year and that full-on enthusiasm is just waning. And so I'm just like, I've just got to get back to just sitting on the computer for hours like I used to and getting shit done. I've just got to do it.
Tell us about what sitting on the computer means. Like, it doesn't sound like you want to do that. It doesn't sound fun. What are you going to do?
No, but it's doing my work for clients, and I've got another new client, which is great, and that's doing websites and social media and stuff like that. And that's fine. I can pump a lot of that stuff out in a good day for the month. I can just schedule, do all that stuff. And now I'm making sure that my own business has got social media sorted and all that sort of stuff, because that had fallen off the wagon. Because I've seen prioritizing.
I have seen from nicely done.
Thank you. So that's happening again. And like today, for instance, I've been sending out a newsletter every week to schools, and it goes out on a Tuesday morning. Tuesday 10 o'clock is the best time to send an email, just so you know. Apparently, it has the most open rates. So anyway, so I send mine out on a Tuesday morning. And today I was just like, I haven't done it. And I just regurgitated an old newsletter that I had from years ago and just cut and paste and plugged it in, and it's scheduled ready to go. So I'm quite proud that even though I'm feeling yuck, I'm just still doing it.
Yeah, good.
So, so I do have a new client, and I have finished one of my videos. It's all edited and everything and ready for the app. So I am getting closer. Yes. And Wednesday.
So the app goal is still happening.
The app goal is still going. Yes. So Wednesday is haircut day. So that's video day. So hopefully I'll get all I need to be filmed on Wednesday and then just pump out that last bit and then get it launched. But part of that is making sure that the newsletter works. Keeps going. Oh, and my last newsletter, I had two people reply and say, what's happened to the link on your newsletter? It doesn't work. And I was like, you're kidding me, because I had checked it and it had worked. And the link was no longer on the website. So I was like, what am I going to do? And then I checked. It's like 46 people had clicked on this link. And I was just like, that's not good. So I sent out another newsletter and said, hey, one of you lovely people have just told me that this link doesn't work. Sorry, not my fault, but it happens. Go to here or here or here and you'll find other stuff. And then I I saw that I had a lot of people clicking those links. So I thought it's still working. Like, even though things break down, just own it and just hop over the fence and get on with it instead of hiding behind something, because of those people would then go, oh, that doesn't work. Why should I open her newsletters? So that was
that's my really good win. Click rate.
6,500 emails.
Yeah, but 46 like clicks and like a couple of people telling you that it's wrong.
Yes.
Like that's it. It don't look at the 6,500. Look at the 46. Like and whatever you said then, say keep saying that.
Exactly.
You know, like you obviously had a compelling call to action for them to want to click it, so that worked.
Yeah. Yeah. So I
just can't even dream of having 6,000 people on an email list.
I had to,
well, Ruth, you should start dreaming about it, please.
It's like you're honestly, Vanessa, you're a rock star. You're amazing.
No, it is. I searched for those emails individually. I spent a lot of time looking at every school and looking at the web page and finding their contact details. That's all I did.
So they're not technically leads.
I've got 200. I have 250 subscribers, which I'm stoked about. I started with 6,800 emails. I think it's Victoria. It's the east coast of Australia.
That's a lot of work.
And New Zealand. It was a lot of work. And I know it was a cold call, but there's a very big there's an unsubscribe button at the bottom of my email.
And the don't unsubscribe.
And a lot of it is sent to, you know, admin@. It's not like I'm targeting a person. And I've had a couple, you know, people, maybe 15 will unsubscribe every time. But I don't need to reach all of those people. And if they're still reading them, then I'm happy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
But, and I've noticed the last few weeks, there have been a lot more signups on my website.
Ooh.
Yay.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Well, when I say a lot, maybe, you know, I was quite shocked to find that I have 250 now clusters subscribed.
You are stoked.
Yeah. I was stoked. So, So yesterday I had a big pity party. And one of those days where I just walked around in a robe all day and I didn't want to do anything. So I've come through that. And do you know what? I got motivated in bed at like 10:30 at night. I was just like, I've had this whole Sunday where, you know, Kerry's away, partner's away, and I had the whole day to get things done. Do you think I could get motivated? No. I walked around eating potato chips. And then go to bed and you think, right, I'm just going to finish this day. It's been a shit of a day. And then at 10:30, my brain starts kicking in and I'm like, oh, I feel like doing that now. I'm like, why brain? Why? And I didn't get up because otherwise I'd be stuffed for work today. But anyway, and then I was thinking, it wasn't until really later. I thought, why didn't I tap? I just forget. I completely forget. Because when I do remember, then I'm good to go, like 15 minutes, and then I'm rearing to go. But I keep forgetting. So I'm going to just put random either pictures of taps around the house. Kira will go, what's all this plumbing? Or I can just put sticky notes with tap or something just to remind me, because I wish I had remembered. And I've done that a few times. But anyway. Yes.
Now, Tanya, what's happening for you?
Nothing. I've got a... actual face-to-face client that's, you know, worth a lot of money to me, so I'm working with them. I have got a lot more hours in my job than what I had before. These are all excuses, but I, you know, I feel justified that I've still got 3 weeks to go. And I have not done a single thing to get people onto my email list, but I will.
So we're going for 50, aren't we? Did you say 50?
Yeah, I said 50, which is pretty, I mean, I haven't done a single thing. So, you know, I can throw money at it, but I still have to prepare an image and some copy, which could literally take me 2 hours. It shouldn't even take me 2 hours, but I'm going to say it's 2 hours. So, so let me commit that I will have an ad up and running by the end of the week.
All right, awesome.
But, you know, whether I'll get my 50 people, I have to learn and tweak and optimize and all that sort of stuff. So let's see. Leads could be very expensive. Or
what are you offering those 50 people or those people to get on your email list?
I started a lead magnet that's so I have a 21, I complicate everything. I have a 21 point checklist that I use with my actual clients, and it's like a traffic light system. So there's 21 things that we have to understand, and I'll give them a red, green or orange. You know, mm-hmm. The red obviously is really bad. Green's great. Orange is, we can cope with it. So my lead magnet is that I'm giving that away, but then I'm going to have like a $17 offer or something on the thank you page that says, if you would like an explanation of where to find this information and how to use this information, then, you know, upgrade on the thank you page. And that should basically pay for my ads. But who knows? So, and that would just be a like a Loom video or a Canva video of me running through the checklist with some cross references to, you know, this is what you do. And so I'm giving them the what, but then they'll pay for the how and the why. That's my idea. And I'm just going to keep working on some kind of lead magnet. You know, if that works, great. If it doesn't, then you just keep tweaking until I get that working. And then I'll be in list building mode for a while, because I'm not going to worry about the course until I have just say 1,000 people on my list. The course, I've got all my content all ready to go, because it's just a rehash. I just have to regurgitate and update what I've done before. But I'm not going to waste my time doing that until I know that I have a relevant audience. So that's why list building is my priority.
Cool. And so that's by the end of this week.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep.
That's good. But we've always
Michael's away.
He's away.
I always get more work done when he's away. So tonight, tomorrow night, I can pump something out. Mm-hmm. Although tomorrow I have my power pole being moved at my house, so I have no power all day, so I have to go somewhere else to get my work done, but that's fine.
You'll have to sit in a cafe. Okay.
Well, I don't think I will, because I need a bit of peace and quiet. Like, I can't be noisy in a cafe, and I can't think of a cafe that I could just hide in the corner. So I think I might have to go to the parents. But anyway, got lots of options.
Library?
Yeah.
Library?
Yeah. That might feel good.
Yes.
Feel abundant working from the library.
Yes.
In a learned environment.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I could try that.
Now, we've just got a minute to go.
Oh, yes, we have.
Good. Can we say goodbye for this week and dial back in quickly?
Yes, we can. Well done on everybody on working towards their goals. We will see you later. Enjoy your week. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, yes. Happy Valentine's Day. Mwah, 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 mwah.